राधा कुंडम गिरिवर महो राधिका माधवासम प्राप्तो यस्य पतिते कृपया श्री गुरुं तं नतोऽस्मि वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरस्तिषे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मन्मान्नतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं मां भक्त्या विहीना अयपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्तास्य कामा दितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नुमस्ते चरणारविन्दं वृन्दे नुमस्ते
We begin from the first canto, first slok. Now you have entered in 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, Krishna is coming. Oh, so Krishna is coming and you'll be, don't weep, don't weep. Krishna is coming and he will play with you. He is searching. So don't weep. Krishna is coming. At once Krishna will come. So be ready to see Krishna. How beautiful he is. Perhaps you know the pastime of Krishna, how Krishna took birth in Mathura and how he was exchanged in Gokul, how Vasudev Maharaj tried to save Devaki, mother Devaki, his wife. So you know something about, but I want that you should help me in telling these stories, and I will tell some deep things. Who can narrate well? You? You can tell? Yes. How Krishna came in the womb of Devaki, what happened, what was the platform, everything. Up to going to Gokul. And then I will tell some deep meanings and the teachings. Stand up and... But you should come here. Not there, coming here.
Vasudeva and Devaki were in the jail of Kamsa because he heard the prophecy from the sky that is the eighth child of Devaki would kill Krishna. So the seventh child...
Eighth.
would kill Kamsa. So the seventh child was transferred to the womb of Rohini, and the eighth child, when he appeared in the dungeon in the form of Vishnu, and then Vasudeva and Devaki offered their prayers, and Devaki finally asked that the Lord change himself into a small child so that she could try to protect him. Then by the Lord's mystic powers, the gatekeepers went to sleep and the doors opened, and Vasudev carried Krishna on his head.
Vasudev.
Vasudev.
There is so difference in Vasudev and Vasudev. Who is Vasudev?
Vasudev.
Vasudev Maharaj is the father of Vasudev.
Vasudev means Krishna, Vasudev means...
Yes, Vasudeva. Vasudeva is himself Krishna.
No, Vasudev is
Krishna.
Vasudev.
And Vasudev himself, who the father of Krishna.
So he carried Krishna... towards Gokula, and then in the in a basket, and it was raining and storming, and so in the middle of the Jamuna he dropped Krishna, and so my understanding is that point the mother Jamuna brought Krishna of Gokula out, and Vasudev of Mathura disappeared. So then he carried and transferred with the girl that was born of Yasoda, who was Yogamaya. And then he carried her back to Mathura, where Kamsa found out about the baby and tried to kill her, and was unsuccessful because she fell out of her hand and went up into the sky and called Kamsa a fool. Then the next day, there was the wonderful birth ceremony of Sri Krishna, and all the inhabitants of Gokula were so much happy. And by your mercy, I was able to go and visit Gokula and see these wonderful spots. Hare Krishna.
So, you can tell anything more? Yes? Anything hidden behind?
No, no, this was that story.
You can give some more access? Hearing up to ninth canto. Parikshit Maharaj became so happy. And unhappy both. Up till now he has not heard the glories of Krishna. What he wanted, but he has heard the glories of so many devotees of Krishna. So he was satisfied, but not full satisfied. In the ninth canto, in the last, he told Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami, I want to hear the glories of Krishna. How he became? He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But why he came in the womb of Devaki? And why he went to Gokul and was exchanged with the girl of Yasoda? What he did there? And again he returned to Mathura and again went to Dwarka. So I want to hear something from you. He became so pleased. Sukadeva Goswami. And he remembered all these things what Vyasadeva had seen in his samadhi. How Krishna took birth, how he did in Gokul, and all pastimes of Krishna. He is overjoyed that he is going to tell me the pastimes of Krishna. So he is telling in his slok,
Nivrtatarsairupagiyamanat Bausadhatrotrimanobhirama Kautam sloka gunanubadat Virajyet binapasugna.
He is telling that. You have told the devotees, especially in the dynasty of Sun dynasty and Chandra dynasty,
Moon dynasty.
And Yadu was so fortunate that in his dynasty Krishna came, because he did not obey his father. His father was telling that you should give me your young age and take my old age. I want to test the young age with so many wives, children and my family. But now I am old, I cannot test. He refused. Then he became angry and told that yourself and any boy, son or anyone of your dynasty will never be a king. All this like common general person. He was so happy. Yes, I admit, no harm. So Krishna saw that he will have to come here in this world for so many reasons. To establish Yuga Dharma. What was the Yuga Dharma? Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya
tadatmanam
prajamyam. Tatpare? Swadhunam? Parishanaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma santhapanathaya sambhavami yuge. So I come to establish Yuga Dharma, and that yuga was now going to be end. So many demons in the shape of kings, Kshatriya kings, everywhere in the world where there were, and they were disturbing. So they became so weight on Prithvi Devi, burden, so much burden. Any weight cannot disturb Prithvi, Bhu Devi, but only the sinful acts,
sinful persons,
they become so much
burden
for. So, this thing one. Secondly, he wanted to Vinodaya bhaktanam. Bhaktanam vinodaya cha.
Madhbhakta vinodaya karam vidha kriya.
Why he wants to come to protect sadhu and vinashayata duskitam? What is the meaning? Any bona fide devotee never calls Krishna or Supreme Personality of Godhead or anyone that I should be saved. Never. We don't want, we don't fear for death. We are always ready to embrace death. Because I have been of 76, so I know that in this body I cannot do any sadhana. Not so parchan and sadhana bhajan I cannot do. So if death is coming to give me new body, new energy, why I should not take it? So I should embrace. I'm not caring for anything. What suffering, sorrows may come, but I know that it will never come. Like Narada Rishi, he put his face, kept his fate on the head of death. So Vaishnava never cared for this. So why he should pray to Krishna that you should come and save me from death and all sufferings? Never. But he is eager to serve Krishna. He is feeling what separation, so much according to the degree of devotion. Several kinds of bhakta, they are feeling separation for Krishna. So, to vinodaya, to please all the bhakta. So, to play with bhakta and to taste dasaras, sakharas, vasaldaras, and madhuras. This is vinodaya. To play with all. Especially he will play with his own associates. But by this they will distribute, Krishna will distribute whole frame to whole world. So, this was one thing. And he wanted to taste some rasa also. What rasa especially, that he has never tested this singaras. In the day of Brahma, he has never come with gopis and gopis and braja. So, he will come here and test here. And he will, mane, apne ye chhod jayenge, apne baad mein unki kathaon ko. He'll
keep his pastimes.
But Krishna will go, his all associates go, but yet here Harikatha will, pastimes will be here.
Remain here.
And for thousand and lakhs years, and those who will hear, those who will tell, all will have this brief dream. So, anugrahaya bhaktanam manusitam ashritam to what? Anugrahaya
to
give mercy. What mercy? What he will play with gopis and gopi brajavasi, it will for here. And if anyone hear this, they will at once be purified and they will go to Golok Vrindavan. Also, the places where he has played, if anyone go, like Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Bansi Bhat, Bhandir Bhat, Nandagaon, Barsana, anywhere where Krishna has played this, pastimes, anyone go and keep his head there and tickle the dust of lotus feet dust of gopis and gopis and Krishna. They'll be purified and they will have easily Krishna prem, which is very rare for Brahma, Narad, Sukadeva and others. So, Parikshit Maharaj, so Krishna wants to come, he is waiting for the time, actual time, for all these things. When Brahma with Prithvi, with earth, in the shape of cow, he went to Brahma and she was weeping. And then Brahma with Shankar and all other demigods with cow went to the coast. So, Seth Deep. And he was remembering him. Brahma realized something. A vibration from sky was coming. And he heard that, don't be worried. I know everything. What you have told, I know before. Don't worry for this. My Prabhu has known this. My Prabhu means?
Master. My Lord.
Who is telling? Garbhodara Sai. And who is his master? Krishna himself. So master has known all these things. And he has taken decision that I said go in Prithvi, Bholo, in Vrindavan, Mathura. And he has ordered that you should all, demigods, should go and take birth in Jadav Kul, dynasty of Jadav. And your wives, they should also go to serve Priya Arthe. Priya Arthe, Priya Arthe. Very beautiful Sanskrit word. Priya Arthe means to serve Krishna. And Priya Arthe, Priya means Sarada, Priya, Priya to serve Srimati Radhika. No? You should all go there and wait. I myself with my power, energy, with Srimati Radhika will appear there. Why? Krishna is thinking that once upon in Satyayuga, Diti and Kashyap and Aditi, they did hardest thirsty. When Narayan came in front of him then, and he told that what benediction you want, they told that you should come like anyone should come like you as a myself. I want that a son should be me. I have like you, so much qualified. He told there is no one like me in this world. So I'll have to come. He promised. In the meantime, another bhakta, Drona and Dhara. Drona means the king of mountains, Drona, father of Himalayas. With his wife, Dhara, this Prithvi Devi, Bhu Devi. They did hardest tortures, more than Vasudeva and Diti and Kashyap. After a long time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he came and asked, what you want? Have any benediction? He told Drona that please ask my wife. And what he will say, I'm agree to that. Point. She told that, I want to love you as a son. This prem should be given to me and my husband. Vatsalya prem for you. He did not want a son, but he wanted to serve Krishna like father and mother. Actually, this prem, first topic of prem she wanted. Yes, I will be there, like your son.